It's Big Country 1029. I'm Susan. Super excited to have a special guest in the studio with me tonight. Mac Watts has stopped by. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
Now, we met last year. You played at the Asabo River Festival with your band. Give us a little background for people who aren't familiar with you, how you got your start. I know you taught yourself how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. You were going to go into hockey, but that wasn't happening.
Yeah, you know, young and dumb, right? You know, that's usually the case, but for me, it worked out. Played hockey my whole life downstate. I grew up just north of Detroit. I always played music, not played, I always sang music, you know, a lot of karaoke with my mom. She loves to sing, and maybe that's where I got it from, I don't know. We have a deer camp up in Rudyard, Michigan, just in the UP there, mm-hmm. and all my cousins played. I mean, they're phenomenal musicians. Always used to go to, and actually I'm going to be heading up there probably after this, Huck's Pub, mm-hmm. probably my favorite bar in northern Michigan. I love the place, so if there are people around, I'll be up there tonight. But that's how I kind of got my start. I fell in love with live music up there, watching my cousins during, you know, hunting season. That's just kind of our thing. It always has been. And hockey stopped, and my parents bought me a guitar, and I always say this, they hate it, but it's just fact. I decided to learn the guitar more than I ever did, you know, go to class at the time. So I eventually graduated, and then when I graduated, I moved to Nashville, and here we are.
Why country music?
I love the stories. There's a story in every song, whether it's, you know, hip-hop or country or rock and roll. It doesn't matter, but I love the way it's delivered. I grew up on it, and I just like the sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love the stories and the way that country music artists look out for each other.
It's a brotherhood.
It is.
Brother
and
sisterhood,
the way the
you know?
Fans are.
Yeah.
They're like family.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, the atmosphere, you know.
Yes,
yeah. You go to a country concert, you don't have to like the music.
But
you'll love
the
atmosphere.
It is absolutely the best.
Yeah.
Now, so you did earn your bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. Did that help you with where you're at now?
What I was studying, I mean, I was just studying business, you know, and learning, you know, I knew I was going to go into this in some fashion. I didn't know exactly what, but it has definitely helped having that extra knowledge. And even as I dove into the business side of things of the music industry, there's a lot of things I didn't understand, but I had a leg up on the things that I do understand. So
yeah, that's helped, you know? I had to think it would help you because there's a lot of things that are behind the scenes that you don't have any idea of when you're first getting into this business. When you first moved to Nashville in 2017, what was your impression compared to what it is now? Easier, harder?
It's hard regardless of, you know, then and now. I mean, it's obviously harder now with everything that's going on. This whole thing is, it's really been kind of cool to watch people help each other.
Right.
You know, so,
and
come together like us musicians, you know, we released that song, Carry Me Home. That's a whole story, you know, and of just us coming together and trying to band together and fight through this. You know, when I first moved there, it was very intimidating. It's like, how the heck did I, why am I here?
Uh-huh.
Who am I? I'm nobody, you know, small fish in a big pond, but I've learned so much, and I've made some incredible friends, and I'm very lucky, and I'm glad I went, because it was that or move back to Michigan and then become complacent and hang out in Michigan for the rest of my life.
Well,
I got too much to do.
Yeah, you do. You do. Now, I know that you won the Nash Next America's Talent Search in 2018. What did that experience teach you?
To keep going. The contest was great. It was a great experience. It helped me, you know, for my live performances to kind of build around what people want to hear or what people are looking for or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a great experience more than anything.
And you have had a chance so far to open up for some pretty big names, mm-hmm. like Phil Vassar, 1,000 Horses, Parmalee. And I asked you this question last year, and I'm just wondering if it's the same. Has your biggest oh wow moment changed at all? It was opening for 1,000 Horses. Or have you had anything happen between now and then that maybe raised that a little bit higher?
Yeah. Last summer, I got to participate in the Hoedown, which was incredible. You know, I've been going to the Hoedown since I was, I don't know, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't telling who the special guest was, you know. So it was Brantley Gilbert, Joe Nichols, a guy I know, Austin Burke, Haley and Michaels, like all these amazing people playing. And Garth Brooks showed up for the first time in 20 years.
Heart. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so I was on a bill with Garth Brooks. That's pretty incredible.
Oh, that's a big,
you know, like,
wow.
You know, nobody would ever probably know that, but I do, you know, and whatever it was, that was a pretty cool thing, you know, and it was just cool to play something that I've been a part of.
And we've been playing your voice, your new song. So let's talk music. Tell us a little bit about the song, and then will you play it?
Yeah. So I wrote it. I just think it's so important to be nice to people.
Yeah.
Because it's so much harder to be mean, in my opinion, when you can just be nice. And, you know, we all have similar stories in some fashion. I bet you I could speak to anybody in some way and we'll find common ground. And that's kind of what it was about. And being an artist, I have that opportunity to express that where some people don't. You know, I get the microphone where other people don't.
Right.
And I can say, you know, be nice to people. It's not that hard to do.
Right.
Because my struggles may have been someone else's struggles, at, you know, in some other way down the road. So that's kind of what the song was about. And then there's other little things, but I'll leave that for the mystery of the song. But
okay.
I always introduce that, so I won't say it because we're going to be on air, but don't be a jerk. We'll go with that.
Okay,
don't be a jerk.
I like
you know?
Thank
so
you for
just that's.
Keep it clean.
Just keep it clean. But yeah, I love this song and I'm very proud of this song. We did this with Tom Michael. He's actually a Michigan guy as well, but he's located in Nashville now and great guy, great group of people that I worked with doing the song. So.
All right, let's hear it. Mac Watts in the studio with Your Voice on Big Country 102.9.
Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you my truth. Let me tell you about all the things in life that I've been through. I could speak for the poor man. I could speak for the broken. I could speak for the woulda, shoulda man I could have been. Yeah, I'm just a lost boy. You're living in a neverland. I'm just a no-name fool in a town gone wrong, thinking that I am just a dreamer. You're thinking I'm Peter Pan. You're trying to grow up, but this world is tough and I don't think I can. We all have a choice, so let's just rejoice. Come on, make some noise, and I'll be your voice. I could tell you about heartbreak. I could tell you about shame. I could tell you about all the times in life I took the blame. I could speak for the restless. I could speak for the hopeless. I could speak for the man. How did I get into this mess? Yeah, I'm just a lost boy. Living in a neverland. I'm just a no-name fool in a town gone wrong, thinking that I am just a dreamer. You're thinking I'm Peter Pan. And trying to grow up, but this world is tough and I don't think I can. We all have a choice, so let's just rejoice. Come on, make some noise, and I'll be your voice.
If you ever come to a live show, this is the part where you clap.
All right, woo!
Yeah, I'm just a lost boy. You're living in a neverland. And I'm just a no-name fool in a town gone wrong, thinking that I am. Yeah, I'm just a dreamer. You're thinking I'm Peter Pan. And trying to grow up, but this world is tough and I don't think I can. We all have a choice, so let's just rejoice. Come on, make some noise. We all have a choice, so let's just rejoice. Come on, make some noise, and I'll be your voice. Let me tell you my story.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Me too. I think that's just because I'm nervous for some reason.
Oh no, that was fantastic. What a great song. Now,
thank you.
Is that on a, are you doing what a lot of artists doing and just kind of releasing singles as you get them done? Or will that be on an EP or an album? Or how does that work for you now?
for me right now, most people, I think, but release singles, you know? Yeah. The internet has really saturated the music industry in some fashion, right? For me, I think, I can only afford to, do so much, but I like to release the singles. That way, the listener, something to look forward to. If I release an album, there might be songs on there that they might not even listen to, you know? Mm-hmm. I like every opportunity
to get your music
to get
out.
The listener captured, right? So if that's one song every couple months, then that's what they get. If I could release a new single every month, which I'm hoping to start doing, that's the plan. But yeah, just a single until somebody says, we want you to do an album and we're going to pay for it.
I hope so. I got my fingers crossed for you. You talked a little bit about Carry Me Home. Can you tell us more about that song? Who else is involved in it and what you're doing with it?
So I did that with three of my close friends down in Tennessee, Tim Angston, Casey Johns, and Colin Cross. We write every week. We started writing this song just kind of came up out of nowhere. We were sitting there and just somebody said, "Carry Me Home." Mm-hmm. And we kind of built the song around that. And, you know, this was in the kind of like the really stressful part. Not that it's not still stressful, but, you know, right in the beginning of this COVID thing. And we just wanted to kind of band together. And we thought it would be a cool idea. Just if we release it together, we have a whole new network of people to work with because they all have their own fans, right? And blah, 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 so on and so forth. And it's been great. We're getting involved with a charity back in Nashville. What they do is help out children who don't have the means to
disadvantaged,
get,
I guess.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Get lessons, music lessons, vocal lessons, whatever the case may be. And inner city kids that, you know, don't have these opportunities but still want to play music and be introduced to great music. And, you know, they just don't have those opportunities. So we're trying to get this song going with them and try to raise some money through the song so we can donate to the charity so these kids can, you know, learn how to play great music. Mm-hmm. Or become somebody out there who's the next, right? There's maybe the next Garth Brooks is out there and they're not getting that chance. So we're trying to help out in the only way we know how, and that's through music. So
and so Carry Me Home also available on all of your download sites and all that too.
Yeah.
As
yep.
Well as your voice. Okay, so we're gonna play that and then we're gonna come back and talk some more.
Cool.
And then we're gonna do a new song.
Yeah, let's
awesome.
Do it.
Mack Watts in the studio on Big Country 102.9. This is Carry Me Home.